7.
Launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here, though things are operating a little differently tonight than they normally are. The number is different. It's 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. Why, you ask, are we doing things differently tonight? Mark, where are we this evening?
Sarasota area code. Well, the reason is because we're coming to you live from the WSRQ studios in Sarasota, Florida.
That's right.
This is one of the radio stations that Free Talk Live was on in the very beginning. And
back when we got our syndication gig in 2004, this was the station that we were originating the show from.
We have, we both worked for 1220 AM, and now 1220 is on both the AM dial and the FM dial.
Yeah, so very cool, very exciting to be here, and the number again, 941-373-1220, and starting this hour, so like right now, we're actually on in Sarasota. So
that's right, yeah.
That's cool. So welcome to all of our Sarasota listening audience, many of whom have been listening to us since we started, because this is the town where we started back in 2002.
That's correct.
So it wouldn't surprise me if tonight we have listening someone who was listening way back when. So anyway, 941-373-1220, we were talking about the police and having them actually do a job that is about stopping real bad guys, like people that hurt other people, people that steal property. That's the idea here. And I don't know if you can hear, I have an air conditioner on in the background, so can you hear that in your headphones at all?
I always keep my headphones low, but the answer is no, I don't hear
it. Okay, I'll have to check with the board operator. I forgot to turn that thing off. Anyway.
And a little public service announcement for the kiddies out there. Don't turn the music up in your headphones. You only get one hearing, two ears, one hearing, and that's the only one you get. So be careful with it.
So, on the chart of crimes, to me, there's only real crime, which is when you've got a victim. But some people would say this next story does involve a victim. And I think that's up for debate.
Okay, I'm interested.
The story is about a mom. Now, she's 33 years old, and, not an unattractive lady, although her mugshot certainly is not the most.
Generally, they don't let you make yourself up properly for mugshots. I have heard that some Hollywood folks get to mail theirs in.
She looks pretty upset here, and I don't blame her, because she was arrested, and she lives in upstate New York, arrested for endangering the welfare of children.
All right.
Now, that sounds pretty serious. I mean, that sounds like...
It sounds to me like just about anything at this point. But you have mentioned a stripper?
Yes, the allegation is that the mom hired strippers for her son's 16th birthday party.
All right.
And was arrested on Monday and charged with 5 counts of endangering the welfare of children.
Can you imagine this must have come from the parents of the other kids? Good Lord.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know who brought the cops into this. But Judy Viger, who's 33, could face up to a year in prison for endangering the mental, physical, or moral state of a child under 17. Now, I'm just curious. I know that in New Hampshire, the age of consent is 16 years old, and that's a fairly common age of consent.
It's pretty common, yeah.
Across this country. Some states it's 18, but in a lot of places it's 16. I don't know about New York State, and there's a chart online that we could go and look at. But in a lot of places, 16 is old enough to decide to have sex. But in this case, they're saying that in New York State, at least in this story, because there were teenagers at this party, that this mom is going to go to prison, perhaps. Maybe go to jail. Excuse me. Probably jail if it's a year. But she's going to go to jail if found guilty of these charges.
17.
17.
That's the claim, yeah.
The party was held at a bowling alley. So this wasn't even happening in her private home.
All right.
It was happening at a bowling alley, which is actually a chain bowling alley, from what I understand, across New England. It featured two exotic dancers who stripped down to their thongs in front of children as young as 14. The hired women also performed lap dances on teenagers at her son's surprise 16th birthday party in South Glens Falls, according to police. A photograph of an exotic dancer draped upside down over one teenage boy was taken inside the party by a guest on their camera phone. A second photo shows another scantily clad woman performing a lap dance on a young woman. Police launched an investigation and interviewed as many as 80 people to find out what went on at Spare Time Bowling Alley that night after the photos were posted on social networking sites by the birthday boy's friends and relatives.
So I'm just trying to come up with this exactly in my mind. I mean, this isn't the easiest one in the world to point at. I mean, okay, so are we talking about lewd and lascivious acts here exactly? So we're 16. That is not the age of consent in New York State.
Okay.
I do think it's very, very confusing that all across the United States that the ages are different. And not to mention, there's also a racist and cultural component, too, because, you know, in many Native American communities around the country, you can do whatever you want. The government won't say anything.
Okay.
So the age of consent is really anywhere from basically 12 to 18 in the United States. So somehow, you know, say in Vermont, it's 16, but when you cross the line in New York, it has to be 17. I mean, these are just sort of arbitrary little lines in the dirt. You know, is it lewd and lascivious for a person above the age of 18 and a person below the age of 17 to dance together and rub their bodies together? Because I can tell you, I was doing this in high school. I was dancing with young ladies at the school sponsored dance in high school,
right.
And there was all kinds of gyrations going on. No money changed hands that I know of, but, you know, that's what was going on.
Well, a lot of parents these days are very concerned about the type of dancing that high schoolers do. What do they call it? Grinding?
I don't think that any parent has ever not been concerned with the type of dancing that high schoolers have done.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling, way back in the Sumerian agrarian culture, the parents were probably complaining about how the courtship rituals went with their young people at the time. You know, there's never been a generation of parents that have been happy about the dating rituals and the dancing of a generation of teenagers. It just doesn't happen.
Should this mother be facing criminal charges?
I'm trying to figure this out in my mind. It sounds like these women didn't, when you say strip, this is just a term that people use. You know, so these women were paid to dance.
That's right.
And they kept their clothes on.
To a thong, down to a thong.
They were wearing what was, you know, legal to wear. This is, you know.
In the picture I'm seeing here does show a woman. The woman that's got her leg, she's upside down on this teenager.
Oh, God.
Her legs are kind of around his neck, basically. And her head is in his crotch, essentially. So to give you an idea of what this picture looks like,
yeah.
She is wearing a bra as well.
She's got a top and a bottom on.
Got a top and a bottom on.
I've got to say that I find this horrifyingly rude behavior.
Rude? Arresting the mom for this?
No,
I think that's pretty rude.
This is pretty classless behavior.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, it's a stripper.
The whole thing. I mean,
okay.
The hiring of strippers, the stripper.
Are you telling me you wouldn't have enjoyed that at age 16?
I absolutely would have, but.
Well, it sounds like a great birthday gift. Look, I'm not even into going into strip clubs. I've never actually been to one of these things because I think it is kind of, you know, icky. I'm not really interested in that. I mean, I've seen women naked. I will see other women naked in the future. I don't see the need to go and pay for it. But some people really enjoy this, and, you know, certainly teenage boys would enjoy it. And apparently there were some females at this party as well, because one of the pictures has a stripper giving a lap dance to a female.
Well, that's not unusual in the clubs like this.
If this is a bowling alley.
If you sent your kid to this party and you didn't know what was going to happen, like, that's pretty upsetting, right?
I get where you're coming from.
This doesn't sound like a Mother of the Year award
but
to me.
But it would be totally legal if the kids had done it on their own, right? Like, if the kids...
It would have?
Yeah, if the kids had gotten together, and the teens, let's call them teens. If the teens had gotten together and called up whatever the strip service was, we'll give you their name here in a moment, but called up the stripper service and managed to hire them somehow, you know, like, yeah, we'll pay you cash or got their mom's credit card or something like that. If mom didn't have any idea, this would have been a totally legal thing, right?
I don't know if that's the case, but I think probably.
So, or if, like, teenagers wanted to, dance for each other, that wouldn't be illegal. But it's because mom was involved is why there are criminal charges here. And that's a value judgment on the part of the police saying that this is somehow a bad thing, that this is corrupting. And I want to know what you think at 941-373-1220. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 941-373-1220. Different phone number than normal. We are in a different place. than normal. We're actually down many, many, many miles away from Keene, New Hampshire. We're in Sarasota, Florida tonight, broadcasting from the lovely studios of WSRQ, Sarasota Talk Radio, where we are heard every Monday through Friday night from 8 to 10. And they've got a couple hours, I think, on Saturday nights as well. It's great to be back on the air. I mean, we've been on the air in Sarasota, but it's great to be physically here. And we'll take your calls about anything at 941-373-1220. So I'm curious to know what you think about this mom, this upstate New York mom, who is currently facing five criminal charges. The charge is endangering the welfare of children. The state is claiming that she may be going to jail for up to a year for endangering the mental, physical, or moral state of a child under 17. And what did mom do? Well, she hired some strippers for her son's 16th birthday party. They say, the police, that the exotic dancers stripped down to their thongs at the bowling alley in front of what they describe as children as young as 14. And I don't agree that teenagers are children. I think that children are people who have not gone through puberty yet. But either way, I think it's pretty outrageous what's going on here. I think it is a value judgment on the part of the police to say that hiring a stripper is endangering the morality of anybody.
Well, I think I'm not outraged. I'm interested by the question. I don't think that this is appropriate parenting behavior to hire a stripper. However,
but you shouldn't be able to impose your opinion on somebody else.
That's really what it comes down to for me, because like you said, and I think that you're probably right, is that these 16, like, if you and I were 16 and it was your birthday, I could have hired the strippers, and I certainly had a credit card at 16, and I certainly had
How do you get a credit card at 16?
I don't know. I went and applied for it.
Oh, wow.
You start with a department store credit card.
Yeah.
I'm not giving people credit card advice. I haven't gotten, applied for credit cards in years. I prefer not to get them at this point.
Because normally if you have a credit card, that's usually an indicator you're above 18. I didn't know you could get one under 8.
Maybe things were different in, 1986,
yeah, maybe,
or whatever it was. But I certainly had a store credit card and had been working on, I don't know if I had like your standard, I had at least a store credit card by 16 years old in, the late 80s.
I'm just trying to imagine you calling up to hire some strippers with your Sears card.
Yeah, my Bell's card.
Will you take my Sears card?
Right. I don't know exactly what age I was, but I'm certain I had at least that credit card. And, it wouldn't really, I don't know why you necessarily need a credit card. Look, I got the cash, whatever. So if an individual can do it, then why is it a problem if the mom did it? From a legal standpoint, laws aren't supposed to be about what we agree or disagree with in other people's lives. Laws are supposed to be about, have you harmed someone else? Have you caused harm? And if the harm isn't in place, if anybody else does it, then why is it a problem if the mom does it?
941-373-1220 is the number that will allow you to comment on this story. A little bit more detail here from the Daily Mail, dailymail.co.uk. Apparently it was Facebook that ended up giving the police the evidence they needed in this case. So once again, Facebook leading to photos posted on Facebook, leading to people being charged with crimes here. And the boy for whom the party had been held was given at least one lap dance and was spanked by G-string clad women, according to the police.
I don't know what the problem is. If somebody administered corporal punishment to this young man for his bad decisions, then, where do the police have to step in?
Right. In most locations, it's not illegal to spank your child, but apparently if you hire a stripper to do it, then it's a problem. Then it's immoral. It's okay to raise your own hand to your child. South Glens Falls Police Chief Kevin Judd said several kids at the party got lap dances. Now, it sounds to me like the police are jealous in this instance, but I'm just going out on some speculation with that. Saratoga County District Attorney James Murphy said in November there were 80 adults and teens in a room at Spare Time Bowling Alley in South Glens Falls.
Well, that's the place to be there at that time. I mean, that's where the strippers were. I bet they stopped bowling at that point.
Floor-to-ceiling windows were masked off with brown paper while the two dancers from a company called Tops and Bottoms performed.
Because they have on tops and bottoms. And this, I think, is an important aspect to this story is,
Tops in, it's Tops IN.
Okay, whatever. The important aspect of the story is these women were wearing bathing suits. Or
lingerie, I think.
You know, their special spots, their bathing suit area was covered.
Yeah, it was covered, but, I mean, this stripper did have her crotch in this kid's face, so it doesn't
really
matter.
I hear you, and it sounds, you know, lewd, but that's what the stripper did. That's not what the mother did.
That's true.
Did they arrest any of the strippers for their behavior?
That's not been mentioned in this story.
So, I mean, you know, what I'm thinking...
how would they have known?
Would it have known?
Would the strippers have known if these clients were under the age of 18?
It was, I don't know that they necessarily would have, but I, you know... Look, the fact is they'll arrest you if you sell alcohol to somebody, sell cigarettes to somebody under the age of 18.
True.
They'll arrest you if you sell alcohol to somebody under the age of 21. I don't see why, if it's illegal to do whatever it was these strippers did, and I don't imagine it is illegal, that they could arrest them. I don't get the legality here. I think that this is something that happens on such an irregular basis that we don't necessarily need a law. I'm not sure that these kids, although this appropriate behavior I think is inappropriate for a parent to be participating in, I don't think that these kids are broken for life.
Judy,
I don't think for them waiting two more years to make it to the strip club is somehow going to fix them or whatever.
Judy Viger was charged with 5 counts of endangering the welfare of a child and will be appearing in court on March 7th. There's also the potential for misdemeanor sexual abuse charges if it's learned either of the dancers was touched through their skimpy clothing. The bowling alley's liquor license could also be revoked if it knowingly allowed the exotic dancing or served alcohol to anyone underage. So clearly the police in South Glen Falls, New York, have nothing better to do with their time. They interviewed 80 people about this. I mean, that's a lot of police resources. They spent a serious amount of time and taxpayer dollars on busting up a party, which, by all accounts, was probably very enjoyed by the participants.
It sounds like 80 people, you know, I mean, they probably weren't all invited to the party. I bet you a lot of them just came in to see the show.
Who knows?
Just what I'm guessing.
I'm just curious if people feel like, you know, this is okay. Is it all right to go after this mother?
Are you icked out by this mother at all? You know, does this seem like grody behavior to you?
You know, it's not how I grew up, but it's none of my business, number one, what somebody wants to do with their teenagers as far as a birthday party is concerned. And seems like it'd probably be a pretty cool mom who would do something like that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that a cool mom necessarily lets you do whatever you want and provides you with strippers. I think that there's, you know, everybody has their definition of what a cool mom is, and I'm not sure that this is, you know, what I would necessarily call a cool mom. I think that mostly what I'm trying to do for my child is to mitigate harm, and I'm not sure that that's what one's doing in this circumstance with the strippers. I think that this is, you know, to me this is inappropriate behavior, but I don't see it as illegal behavior. And there's lots of inappropriate behavior that goes on that shouldn't be illegal.
Yeah, if you want to ostracize this lady, that's one thing. But
or never let your kid be around her kid again or whatever.
941-373-1220. That's the number here. 941-373-1220. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments. Want to hear what you think.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number. Oh, wait a minute. That's an old habit. We don't have a toll-free number, at least not tonight. Maybe we'll have it again tomorrow. We're on location in Sarasota, Florida at the WSRQ Studios, Sarasota Talk Radio, and we're still here doing our national show. So big thanks to Susan and the crew over here at WSRQ for letting us use their equipment here tonight.
This is like your friend loaning you a Rolls Royce. I mean, this studio is so nice. It's the nicest studio we've ever done a show from.
Yeah, that's probably a true statement. It's bigger than our studio, although not that much bigger.
Yeah, it's a bit bigger.
Yeah. So, anyway, 941.
But ours isn't like on the third floor with floor-to-ceiling,
right.
Glass walls.
Of
partition.
A bank building with a huge view across downtown.
Yeah.
Okay, so 941-373-1220, that's the number here. And you can talk about anything you want, but I want to talk about morality and this issue of whether or not the state should be involved. Of course, I don't think they should. Be involved in deciding what is and what is not an appropriate thing to do with your teenager on his birthday. Or in any circumstance, what you should be able to do with your family as far as, what kind of things you do together. I mean, some people live in nudist camps, Some people...
I'm not sure they have strippers in nudist camps, though.
No, but they have naked people. Some people live with their kids in nudist camps. And there are definitely people out there in the world who would look at that and they would say, that's inappropriate.
That is immoral. You should not be allowing your children to see other people naked. There are people like that. Should everyone who's got every set of parents who has kids that live in a nudist colony be arrested?
I don't think being a nudist is in any way sexual, necessarily.
I know you don't think that, but there are definitely people in this world who believe that nudity is always sexual. I think that's incredibly wrong, but those people do exist. Now, Mark, we've got some great sponsors of this program. Can you tell me about one of them?
Well, BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. We spent the weekend at the Liberty Forum with the BitInstant guys, and you know they've got a lot of exciting things planned over there at BitInstant.com, but right now, the fact is Bitcoin continues to rise. It continues to become more and more valuable. This is the world's only internet currency. It's impossible to counterfeit it. It's impossible for the government to get into your account or anyone to get into your account and control your money. And Bitcoins, I believe, are the most important invention of the decade. And I think they're going to change the world. I would recommend you get some, because I really do believe they're going to be worth a lot more than the $30 they're worth a piece now. You know, this is going to look like chump change in comparison. And BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way for you to get them. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, let them know, you know, how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and then go do it. It's just BitInstant.com. They make it very easy.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We got Marshall calling from Sarasota, and that's where we are right now. Marshall, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was listening to you about the mother and the son. What if the father had done that for a daughter with a male stripper?
It would probably be even worse.
But you understand my point?
Well, tell me more about your point.
Well, the father would have been arrested immediately, I'd imagine.
I think that there's some differences in genders in this country and the way laws are enforced on them.
Well, I mean, don't get it wrong here. They arrested this mom, and in this case, they didn't find out about it until afterwards, after pictures had been posted to Facebook, and parents of the other teens found out what went on. So, I mean, she was absolutely arrested, too. I think that, maybe the dad would have been arrested then, maybe it would have been later. I think it just would have depended on when the police got the information.
Oh, I thought they were going to bring charges.
No, she's already been
charged. They got a mugshot.
She's been arrested. They got a mugshot. She's going to court.
What about the stripper?
That's a really good question. If lewd and lascivious acts took place, then wouldn't it be the stripper against whom they would bring them? I'm not saying that she would be the only one that should bear the onus here.
Well,
but
the strippers are going to claim they didn't know. And also, Mom is saying, according to a different article over at poststar.com, Judy said that the entertainers were not strippers, but were women hired to deliver a bikini-gram and sing happy birthday to her son.
Well, every adult that was at that party would be accessory to child abuse, wouldn't they?
You could be right about that. Maybe the police haven't made that, made those efforts to make those arrests because they feel like the case would be too weak.
But when is it going to stop?
When's what going to stop?
You know what I'm saying? When the police is going to come into a family and tell them how they're going to raise their children.
Right. I agree with Marshall. That is a totally legitimate concern here, because if it's your family, you should be able to raise your kids how you want. And that should include being able to, have some wine with your kids at dinner or share a beer with your kids at some sort of family gathering. Those things, if you do that with your son or daughter, if you share a beer with them, you're going to get the same charge if the police find out, the whole endangering the welfare of a minor. Because some government bureaucrats or elected politicians, who are certainly not paragons of virtue, have decided that they are going to decide what is and what is not the appropriate way to raise children. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I'm 51 years old. When I was 16, I was allowed to date a woman that was in her 30s.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's a true story.
Did your parents have any problem with it, or they just decided they couldn't control you in that area, or what?
No, it's just, and there wasn't any laws against it at all.
Hmm.
It's
a kind of an odd situation. I mean, a 30-year-old woman dating a 16-year-old young man. I mean, it just, it's an odd situation, but whatever.
All right, guys.
Hey, Marshall, I appreciate your call, man. Thanks for the thoughts.
941-373-1220.
I always think back to the Loretta Lynn situation. The coal miner's daughter, there's this movie that I saw that was about the Loretta Lynn story, and it was about her and her husband.
Is she a country singer?
Yeah, she was a country singer. She got hitched at, like, I think it was like 13 years old or something like that.
It's still legal if parents consent to it in most places.
In most places, you don't have to be much more than 12 to get married if the parents consent. And, you know, this was Appalachia, and I guess this is, you know, wasn't that unusual, and I think that her husband was in his 20s and she was like 13, and you know, the thing is there's so many different cultures inside our culture because of TV and all that stuff. You know, it feels like it's homogenized, but it's not.
No,
there's a lot of different people that think a lot of different things, and you know, you may or may not disagree, may or may not agree with those people, and you know, in a lot of cases, I don't. But I don't think that we need to be paying to put these people in jail. I don't want to pay to put them in jail. I'm not interested in it. And, you know, how do you know whether or not another culture is better if it doesn't have the opportunity to run its course and show you whether or not it's better? For most of human history, you were considered an adult at like 12 or 13. And even in most, a good portion of this country's history. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. It seems like now we've somehow developed these values around kids in high school and stuff like that. And I you know, these kids would have been working and have raising families in a different time period.
You know, there's a story that I was somewhat close to that kind of relates to all this about a set of parents and their son who I don't think was much older than three. He was not very old at all. And I'm not good at guessing kids' ages, but very, very young. And there was an issue with them because of another mom that they knew. They were living with her at this time. And they had a method of raising their son that was very sexually open. And I don't know how, you know, I don't know what that really panned out to mean for them, because obviously I didn't live with them. I don't know the intimates of all how that went. But I do know of one story, and that was that there was, you know, dad was in the shower with his son, and his son reached up and touched his penis.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, dad made some statement about, or some statement was made about, you know, that, well, that's daddy's pee-pee or something like that. And, it, you know, very, it seemed, to me, it seemed very innocent. It, you know, kids touch things.
Yeah.
They're young.
I have to say that I think that it's you're having a son, and, you know, I think it's relatively common that people take showers with their kids. I think it's relatively common, and there's nothing wrong with a kid to, you know, reach out and explore and investigate
there
and things like that.
There wasn't sex. You know, there was not sexual. It was not prolonged. You know, it was not like his dad was getting pleasure from this. He just acknowledged what was going on. But this other mom had a huge problem, and she called CPS on these parents. More coming up. 941-373-1220. You tell us what you think.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners. Lots of them. And advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Special number for tonight, 941-373-1220. That is 941-373-1220. Those calls would be taken directly in the WSRQ studios, which is where we're doing the show tonight. Normally we're in our home studios, the LRN.FM studios in Keene, New Hampshire, tonight. And for the rest of the week, we're going to be here in sunny Sarasota, Florida. It was 80 degrees when we got off that plane today.
Rather warm.
Sorry, I just got your mic turned on.
Sorry, it was rather warm. You know, now, Ian, is this our hometown?
You know, that's a good question. I was born and raised here. I think that makes it my hometown. But then again, my home is now in Keene.
Yeah, I think that a hometown is to some extent where you call it, but, you know, I don't know.
The place of my birth. How about that? Birthplace? No. Our birthplaces?
It doesn't really describe the situation, though. I mean, you know, we spent the vast majority of our lives in Sarasota, Florida. Birthplace doesn't really describe that.
Yeah.
Childhood home? I don't know.
Childhood home. That's a good one.
You left in your mid-20s. I don't know.
Well, anyway, we're here in Sarasota, a place with which we are very familiar. How about that?
There you go.
And we'll take your calls, as always, about anything. It doesn't have to be on this topic. But I really am interested in hearing from somebody. Marshall called earlier, but he was kind of on our side about this, or at least my side. I'm still not sure what your side is on this, Mark.
I think it's tacky.
You seem disgusted, but you're not willing to use the police to do anything about it.
I'm not sure I'm quite disgusted, but it's tacky.
Okay. Icky?
It's tacky, yeah.
So, but you wouldn't bring the police in.
I don't think that the police have any role here.
If the strippers
didn't do anything illegal, then how can you... Because it's illegal for a young person to consume alcohol, so therefore handing a young person is the corruption of a young person is the way that the law is written. However, if nothing illegal took place, how can you have corrupted a young person?
Well, they're saying that just the fact that there were strippers dancing is corrupting. That's the claim here, is that these...
But
these,
if that was so, then the strippers would have some kind of arrest, too. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Although Mom is saying that she hired these ladies to do a bikini dance for, like, a bikini gram.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know the strippers were going to be hanging from my son's neck.
That's what she's saying. And, you know, the way Mom looks, it looks like she could have been a stripper in the past as well. I'm just, you know, just guessing there.
That's a... You have no idea.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think maybe she knew these girls. I don't know. Or maybe they just called up this company and said, hey, we want you to do a bikini gram. And they came out and I get maybe Mom didn't know that a bikini gram means that they would flip upside down and wrap their legs around the head of a teenager. Because that's what ended up happening, and the pictures were put up on Facebook. And
right, they basically were, you know, in a seated position doing the number that comes after 68.
Precisely. But they had lingerie on, so they were not actually stripping as far as going anywhere half, not even half nude. They were not topless.
No, these were women in, you know, their bathing suit parts covered.
According to a different story, this one over at poststar.com, parents were not aware that this was going on, and parents and partygoers, according to the district attorney, did not know beforehand about the adult entertainment and were shocked and stunned when they learned.
I would be pretty upset.
That's what I was going to ask you. If, you know, let's say Jack is 15, he's not, he's almost 5, but let's say he's 15, he goes off to a party with one of his friends, comes back, and you find out, because he posts something to Facebook, that, well, look, there's some lady with her legs wrapped around his face. What does that make you feel?
I mean, as a parent, it's going to make you feel like, look, you know, this makes me look bad. This isn't the way that, I want my family to be perceived in the community. And I think that to some extent, this is how parents operate. Also, I can see
But wouldn't you secretly be like, attaboy, son?
No? You know... Look, the way I live my life is not the way I necessarily want my son to live his, but I am also completely aware that my son's going to live his life the way he wants. So, you know, that's just that.
So anyway, 941-373-1220. She is going to court next month. According to the company, they didn't know that this was the bowling alley spare time. They did not arrange or pay for the party. They've been cooperating with the police. They didn't have any clue what was going to be happening there. And I guess it was a private room in which this occurred. So I don't know if that meant, Mark, you had suggested that bowling patrons might
have
just been coming in.
There were 80 people in the room.
Well, they said that, no. Well, they said that they have questioned 80 people about this. So, you know, that could be the teens and their parents and ancillary people.
And that's a lot of people for the cops to be questioning. I mean, that's a lot of police work going on. Over this, what appears to be a very dubious charge.
Statements given to police by teens who attended the birthday party for the 16-year-old Moreau boy, where scantily clad dancers were among the entertainment, said one dancer bit a teen's nipple, while another questioned how old some of the partygoers were. 15-year-old William Schill told state police, according to records, the brunette said she was a little surprised at how young everyone was at the party, but the blonde didn't seem to mind. According to another teen...
She was working for tips.
Steven, can you really get that good of tips from teenagers? I mean, maybe you can because they don't have to pay the rent.
I don't know. I mean, when I was a I don't know. I mean, I hear that kids work, you know, don't work as much as they did when... I don't know. When I was a teenager, I had a full, you know, I was working as much, many hours as I could.
Another teen, Steven Hubinski, age 16, told police the blonde stripper pulled his shirt up as she gave him a lap dance, bit one of his nipples, and scratched his chest. Written statements signed by four teens were filed Tuesday in Moreau Town Court as part of the case against the mother of the teen for whom the party was organized.
I don't know that the mother can really, you know, I don't know where the mother was, if they, you know, I mean.
I believe she was there, but okay. I don't know. I can't say for sure.
What is she supposed to do? You know, she's not doing whatever it is that these strippers are doing, so that's their action. Like, stripping is one thing, or bikini dancing, or what, because, I mean, I don't know if they were stripping or not, but bikini dancing is one thing. You know, the chomping of, you know, body parts, that's another thing. That's not necessarily. You know, was that in the contract? You know, if it wasn't, then, you know, what's going on here?
You know, here's another reason why you don't do this, because the teenagers can't be trusted to keep their mouths shut. You know, it'd have been one thing had these, let's say it had been this.
Well, it's not a secret if somebody else knows, and that's just in general, you know, illegal things.
Sure, but had the teenagers not posted the pictures on Facebook and it just kept this thing quiet, then mom probably never would have gotten in any trouble. But you can't trust teenagers to do that kind of thing. So, you know, if this thing was over from the get-go, it was definitely not a good idea because of the, you know, the consequences, although if mom was just hiring them for a bikinigram, she wasn't necessarily intending for what necessarily happened. And I just think it's terrible. I think that this, you know, this lady should not be facing these charges. Taxpayers certainly shouldn't be facing having to put this lady in jail. What's that going to cost? You know, it costs money to keep people in jail. And that means that this mom is not going to be around to take care of her son. So then what? I mean, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say mom is probably divorced because it's not mentioning dad in this picture. Or maybe she never was married to him in the first place. But I'm going to guess dad's not around.
Well, I'm doing the math on the 33-year-old woman who, with the son who's just been arrested for her son's 16th birthday party that occurred last year.
Yep.
You know, she wasn't very old when all this occurred.
Right. Yeah, she was like 32.
No, when she had her son.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's just, it's unusual that the young mothers and the young fathers get together and stay together.
And stay, sure.
Just, not saying it doesn't happen, it's just unusual.
So you take your, let's say dad's not even in the picture at all. Like, this guy could have been long gone, and she may not know where he's to be found. Now you're going to take mom, put her in a jail cell, and try to pretend like this is a better family environment for this son? I mean, you at least have a mom who cares enough about her son to get him something for his birthday to throw a party for him.
I'm
with you. As opposed to neglecting her son, which she's going to do if she's being held in a jail cell, because you can't take care of your children if you're sitting in a jail cell. And then what? Then the kids are going to go to the foster care system? That's going to be good for them?
This is the thing that really bothers me about this situation. As tacky as I consider this behavior to be, and I do, you know, what's the solution that the police have for this? Well, the police only have the hammer, and the hammer is jail. So exactly what are they going to do to make this family's life better?
No, that's not their job. It's not their job to make the family's life better. If that were their job, they would have stayed the hell out of this and, you know, busied themselves with protecting every family from home invaders or, you know, robbers or murderers.
Other parents were upset about this, a well-written letter.
Yeah.
Or 2, or 10, or 50, depending on how many parents were upset.
Or heck, out the lady, out her publicly.
Well, you know, that's, you go to the newspaper, say what happened, you know, tell your story. Whatever it is you want to do, I think that those would have been far more effective.
Still to come tonight here in the third hour, which starts in moments, no right to conceal a weapon. Mark, you've got the court case.
That's right.
And you'll tell us more about it here. Also, you can call in about anything you want. It's just the phone number's different. 941-373-1220. That's the number here. We're down in Sarasota. We're at the WSRQ studios. 941-373-1220. This is Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 25. 23. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Young longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.